run out of time. Hello, hello, hello. May I have your attention, please? So we have run out of our time for the small group work, the small work group brainstorming sessions, and now is the time for the someone from each group to come up here. I'm going to ask you to come up here so that we record it all, the great thoughts that everyone has had. So each table will send someone up here to give a 2 to 3 minute summary of your best ideas. And if you are coming up after and you hear an idea that is similar to one that your table came up with, you might call that out and also point out things that your table came up that no one else has mentioned before. While we're having the report out sessions, Sue will be walking around handing out thank you cards, which also give you information for a website you can go to.
Okay,
I'm
just going
to
wait for my
report. Well, you're not next. Okay. Sorry. So Sue will be handing out a card that has a link to a website where you can get more information and also a phone number, and you can contact Doug Smith, who deserves a lot of credit for putting together this workshop, but he unfortunately had a family emergency and was unable to be here today. But he is always at the end of his phone and ready and eager to hear from you. If you have more ideas or questions, Doug is happy to help with you. So I'm just going to call people up in the order that I have them on my sheet of paper. So first we'll hear from table 11, 12. And just to prepare you, table 7 will be next, so you'll be thinking about what you want to say.
I'm Scott Ferguson, and representing table 11-12, and we didn't get to prioritizing, but I will go over what we did come up with. Came up with about 6 items. One that got our attention was to provide the Lahontan Water Board or regional boards more authority over water resource management, so how waters are used, maintaining protective flows within our surface waters. Looking at the groundwater, we think we're in a good position. Also with like the new groundwater management programs to work at a more local level. Another one was to look at expanding our floodplain protection outside the Lake Tahoe and Truckee watersheds. And that would take that would take a basin plan amendment. The previous one with the water source management, that's going to take legislation to make that one happen. Also look at incentivizing floodplain restoration projects, wetland restoration projects, and looking to be able to move more of our fine money, ACL money, towards such projects. Looking at bolstering BMP, backyard conservation programs, and expanding water reuse and conservation throughout the Lahontan region, considering reuse of gray water, and looking at possibly even using that within the Tahoe Basin, where all wastewater is currently exported out for agricultural reuse outside the basin. Doing so, we're probably in a position where we could do that fairly easily under our current authorities outside the Tahoe Basin. If we want to reintroduce any kind of wastewater use within the Tahoe Basin, that would take legislation, change in legislation. Looking at expanding our or developing a more robust and fully funded bioassessment program to evaluate changes in our water resource surface waters throughout our region, impacts of non-point source activities in the region, and to evaluate climate change impacts on that. And that leads itself into really developing a more robust monitoring program, period, on our water quality throughout the state. As we go forward and we start implementing management changes, projects and stuff, someone said today, there are good intentions behind all that. There are also unintended consequences associated with that. And it would be good to have that feedback loop, which lacks in many of our projects and our programs, to catch some unintended consequences sooner than later. Play a more active role in invasive species control throughout the region. We think we have probably the authorities we need. It would probably be, we would probably see staff make it more of a priority if we had more of a policy type document, making it a higher priority. It's already taking up quite a few of our resources. It is a high priority, but we think it'll become more of a priority, an issue as climate changes and move forward. And then finally, streamline permitting regulatory requirements for projects that are tackling the impacts of climate change, whether or not they're happening now or they're anticipated. Just kind of get out of the way a little bit and not make it so cumbersome or costly to get through the permitting regulatory process for such projects, thus making our dollar go that much further to address these challenges we're facing. So that is that.
Thank you very much. So next we'll hear from group number 7, and then group number 8 will be after group 7.
Okay, we talked about a lot of the specifics that...
You might have to speak to the mic.
We also talked a lot of the specifics that Scott went over. We felt conservation was a really important component. Recycling, increased use efficiency, measures that will decrease or limit demand. We also thought watershed management was a critical component, and along with that, forest management, credit for better floodplain management, streamlining permits that will benefit those aspects. Floodplain restoration, and then we also thought there would be benefit if the Water Board could get more involved in a role or a voice in terms of land use planning and coordination with other entities. Let's see. I think we felt really strongly that there should be more measures to promote conservation, and there was a lot of discussion about rates and metering and how those tools need to be implemented, and that the Water Board needs to support, to the extent that they can, those measures. In terms of key steps to getting us to our desired state, we thought incentive measures, providing mechanisms for grants, funding, crediting good projects, streamlining permitting processes that are going to benefit these ends, promoting conservation, doing things like supporting buyback programs for lawns, et cetera. We thought another role that the education, the Water Board could take on would be education and outreach. And we can broaden the message of how important these issues are, for example, workshops like this. And another mechanism would be coordination with other agencies and entities. And one thing our group talked about was the importance that, like when we're talking about the Tahoe Basin, it doesn't end at the California state line. And so we have to become involved with the entities that are dealing with the basin on both sides of the state boundary. And then we also thought stronger enforcement measures, and perhaps this could coordinate with our education in terms of giving our citizens the knowledge in terms of helping us spot violators. And then, I think I already mentioned streamlining the permitting processes for projects that are going to benefit the watershed.
Thank you very much. Okay, table number 8. And then, Laurie, you get your chance. I could make this really fast. Ditto. she said virtually everything on our card and then some. We thought improved forest management and watershed management was a key component with better partnering and facilitation between agencies and more streamlining. Being able to be adaptive with the pace and scale of changes rather than more of the bureaucratic glacial pace that we tend to have. We think for some of the funding mechanisms, cap and trade, some of the cap and trade funding might be something we could use to take advantage of. Our top three was the watershed management, wetland restoration, and floodplain management. For the wetlands, we thought protecting and restoring wetlands, maybe just going beyond the no net loss to increasing mitigation ratios. The TMDL, the adaptive management component of the TMDL being more flexible and streamlining policies and procedures and changes with regard to that and aligning with other partners and their goals to reduce the overall bureaucracy. There's a few other things, but I think pretty much that that covers it. I think Linda said almost everything we have on our part. Okay, I'm going to ask subsequent reporters to try to be a little more brief so we can get here out as close to noon as possible. Don't want anyone to have to miss any of this. After Lori, we will have table number 2.
All right. Our group had we had an interdisciplinary group, and that was something that the group definitely wanted to support, the notion that we need to improve our decision-making abilities moving forward, having as much information as we can get together, but also working with multiple different agencies and different disciplines to really make the best decisions possible. So a couple of the key steps we identified was supporting a process that really does require our agency to look at data, to gather it, to model, to improve models, to start now on the next model that needs to be in place 10 years out. Specifically, we also talked about evaluating our programs and policies today to see if they have unintended consequences or if they contribute to climate change. Us do that? And I mean, but I think some of the examples of that is that we have traditionally required wastewater agencies to treat wastewater and put it on the ground so they don't pollute groundwater. So they're growing crops in the desert. That might not be the best use for that water. It might not be the best thing in climate change. So really taking a hard look at our policies. Also, we also supported looking at the use of gray water at household levels here in the Tahoe Basin, knowing that that would require a change in legislation. And then another creative idea that Bonnie, who is on our city's recreation commission, said, use Reagan Beach as a case study. So the city is looking at changing and making improvements at Reagan Beach, which is a small local park here right on the shore of Lake Tahoe. What is best for that property? What should we and the city do to improve that property so that it can function over all this kind of changing climate? The lake level changes dramatically in that location. There's currently turf there. There's currently fill. What is the best? Should there be more fill for more public access to the lake? Should there be less? Really get involved in working with the city and the other agencies to come up with the best way to interact with the shore. And feeding off of what we heard from the researchers, Tahoe's going to be more of a summer place. So how do we have a better summer experience at the shore of Lake Tahoe with our changing climate? So I thought that was kind of unique.
Great, thank you. After table two will be table three.
Hello. Our group had a lot of really, a number of ideas. Many I've heard already, so I'm trying to scramble and see if I could rejigger our priorities to capture those that were not covered. So, one recommendation was mandate changes or technical improvements in agricultural operations and municipal, specifically grass or turf, new technologies and best available technologies for this to improve water conservation. So another one was to place limitations on flood ag irrigation and require soil conservation enhancements as part of our burning requirements. Another idea was to expand regulatory biological pollution, or meaning aquatic invasive species, but regulate it like we do water quality, sediment, or nitrates. Literally put it in a permit requirement. Infrastructure, you've heard this before, do not build in flood zones. Here's one that's different, though. Incentives to allow folks to move out or developments to move out of floodplains, similar to what they've done as a result of Katrina in New Orleans. Reevaluate our water quality standards across the watch of Lahontan Regional Board for Climate Change. So a stem to stern reevaluation. Require real-time monitoring requirements across our region and permittees, which is something different than what we do now. Support data sharing initiatives to make our databases more broadly accessible and available to all public and especially scientists. Here's another one that's interesting. Begin focusing on other sources of pollution sooner, like atmospheric deposition and forestry issues. We tend to focus on the ones that we know are the worst source of the key problem, but climate change is bringing new sources of pollution, and we need to look how we do permitting differently to start with those sooner than later. Here are some next steps that we thought are important to take as we go forward. We need to evaluate our regulatory approaches and tools to change so that we can accommodate variability. We tend to do all of our requirements based on things not changing, and everything will change, which may mean shorter permit terms, more reporting, more variability. Another recommendation is to change our funding strategies to allow direct support for new science, meaning a dedicated funding source that we set aside as our world changes on us faster than we can adapt. We really need to devote money to science, and we don't do that now. Expand the role of the regional boards beyond traditional regulator to look at us as how we use incentives more. So more incentive-based approaches rather than your command and control approach of regulator that we currently have. So those were some of our suggestions.
So after three, we'll have four.
Thanks, Amy. Rich Booth with the Water Board.
certainly many of the topics that you've already heard are some of the topics that we discussed, but instead of repeating them, I would like to give you maybe some specific examples of what we talked about. We had groupings of our topics into about three groups. One was regulation, dear to the heart of the Water Board members. Land management, we had a representative of the Forest Service. And then drinking water, both surface water of Lake Tahoe itself specifically, and groundwater related to the Groundwater Sustainability Management Act. Regulation, I guess the main point I want to bring home is the idea of flashy events will give us more flood. The idea of a 100-year floodplain, as we heard today, may need to be revised. And we also want to be concerned about flashy events in old infrastructure. We also had a South Top PUD member on our table. You get a flood coming through the area where you have an old pipe, sewer pipe, in a stream environment zone. And, of course, we have all kinds of problems should that pipe break. This involves possibly higher water rates, and I want you to hold that thought about the idea of talking to the consumers and the other folks in this basin as we continue with what we want to do for public outreach. On the land management, fascinating conversation there. The Forest Service, they already plan 20 and 30 years out. They manage the land, they grow trees, they need to know what's going on 20, 30 years out. So the idea of long-term planning to them is second nature. But now they're faced with the idea of making some ethical and moral decisions based on the change in climate. Sure, they're going to thin some trees, but maybe they need to thin more trees based on the increased possibility of wildfire. And if you have less trees, that may mean more water. It may diminish the recreational aspect of the forest. So now they're looking at making choices that are harder than they did in the old days of just figuring out how to do with their money. But what are the public going to like or not like? And what will the public, do you want less recreation but more protected water sources? Those types of decisions are to become more important. So that's another public outreach aspect I want you to consider. So, species habitat, big deal. We may lose species or lose critical habitat species because of this. Do we want to do that? Do we have a choice? Can we do something about that? And then the drinking water. We have here in Lake Tahoe a rare, perhaps unique concept that the water does not have to be filtrated by US EPA specifications. We have a filtration exemption here. Protecting that in the light of changes of climate should be something that maybe a lot of people think is important. It may not be practical. It may become something that is near and dear to the heart of the people, or it may be something that they don't care about once they learn if there's added cost or not. So protecting resources that we think are important needs to have, in our opinion, more input than just us Water Board people or just Forest Service people or just South Tahoe PUD sitting in our own offices making those decisions. My boss never likes me to just moan and whine about problems without coming up with a solution. So what we propose for these aspects that I've just talked about is, since another member of our table is a recently elected Lake Tahoe Community College trustee, she has offered the college as a forum to use Tahoe as a classroom to make these decisions, to make these public outreach decisions that we as advisors may want to tell the public and then solicit what kind of input we would like to make decisions is something that is we'd like to certainly encourage not just the Water Board but all agencies. We're here today at the college because it's not just a Water Board issue we're talking about. We're seeking your help. But obviously it's interdisciplinary, as you all know. So that's the idea of a forum that we would like to present. Thank you.
Okay, now we have group number four, and I've just learned that there is another, this room is scheduled for another event at 12. So we will have group number four, and then we'll wrap up, and then if you could carry your conversations out into the hallway, we'd appreciate that. Thanks.
Good morning, I'm Mike Plasiak, a division manager from the Lahontan, from the Victorville office. It's too bad we only have 2 minutes because we have all the solutions. We figured it out. I'm just going to cut right to the chase. As far as policies go, all right, and may have been said before, so I'm just bulletize it. Keep wastewater in Tahoe Basin. better integration of wastewater, or I should say of water management agencies. That's, in other words, eliminate the stovepipes that you'll see one agency is doing one thing, another doing another, but that cross-pollinization needs to take place. State and local funding sources, we heard that. One of the things, though, Water Board drive the adaptive management process. And in other words, develop the, as we know, climate change is going to cause those water quality standards to be looked at a little bit more closely. What does that mean? What does that mean to agencies that have decision makers who need to make decisions based on those water quality standards? And the Water Board needs to look at that, give them an idea of what baseline is to help them make those decisions for their respective agencies. To the steps, I'm going to talk about the steps because there are some interesting things that came out of our group discussion. Kind of ties into that last policy point I just brought up. Again, first step, we need to get the right funding sources in place, state and local. But secondly, one of the other ideas was update the Tahoe TMDL using the adaptive management strategy. This is not a static TMDL, in other words, not a static process. Thirdly, develop resilient stormwater design standards, able to handle those high-intensity storm events that we'll expect to see in the future. Fourth, streamline and update the forest management permit, in other words, a timber waiver, make sure that that is keeping up with what's going on in the basin. Fifth, address regulatory redundancies. Again, where you've got agencies that are kind of doing the same thing, eliminate some of those redundancies, better coordination so that the regulated community has a one-stop shop and there's a better regulatory oversight. And then last, use attainability analysis. What we're proposing is every 5 years, the use attainability analysis is done to evaluate whether or not the current standards are still applicable, need some type of change, and then develop the data requirements to support that. Prioritize monitoring, periodic data review, data management, having the correct or the appropriate infrastructure resources to get the data in, to manipulate the data, model the data, and then provide an output and then see if we're on the right track, consistent with what's taking place within the climate. That's it for our table. I hope I did that in 2 minutes.
Great. Thank you very much. I want to thank all of you for coming to our workshop today. My head is spinning from all of the incredible ideas. I'm sure yours are too. So once again, thank you very much for all your great input. And with that, this meeting of the Lahontan Board is adjourned.